I have seen the Lord. What an amazing statement. What a powerful moment to have seen the risen Christ, to have found Jesus outside the tomb, victorious over death, the promise of the Old Testament fulfilled in flesh, a suffering servant who would come and die for the sins of the people and then be made whole, be made resurrected, be made perfect, to ascend to heaven and sit at the right hand of God the Father as our intercessor, our salvation. I have seen the Lord. Have you seen the Lord? Have you seen Him acting in your life? Have you seen Him touching other people? Have you seen Him moving in the world? Have you seen Him changing hearts and lives and minds? I have. I have seen the Lord. Or we like the other disciples who saw the evidence and believed, or who wondered because they didn't understand the prophecy, or who struggled to understand. Do we continue to wonder? Do we continue to question? Do we not know that Christ is alive in our lives? When working with the addicts at the center where I used to work, we had a class in spirituality and religion. And the next morning I walked in, and on the whiteboard was written a statement that just blew me away. Someone had written, "Those folks who are worried about going to hell are holding on to their religion. Those of us who've already been there, for us it's a question of spirituality." Are we holding on to the idea that there is forgiveness because we're afraid? Or are we walking and talking and living a life with Christ? Are we worried about the consequences of our actions? Or are we celebrating the consequences of His presence? Mary said, "I have seen the Lord." There was no question in her mind. There was no possibility of anything other than the truth that she had seen. Christ was present in her lives. Is Christ present in our lives? Or just an idea? Just a concept? Just a thought? Because see, if we have Christ in our lives, then our lives change. The things that we were worried about before seem small and insignificant. We're not so much worried about where we're going as we're worried about what we're doing now. Living a life in Christ. And so as we do our communion today, we take the body and blood of Christ into ourselves so that we can live with Christ in us. We can live a life of walking and talking with Christ as Mary walked and talked with Him outside the tomb. She didn't recognize her Lord when He appeared. The last thing she had seen was Him dead and hanging from a cross. This person was no dead body hanging from a cross. This person was alive and vital and powerful and transformed. If Christ is in our lives should be powerful and transformed, able to overcome the worldly things, able to overcome the worldly concerns, able to overcome the worldly pain in favor of that spirit that divine spark of forgiveness, that divine life of communion with Christ. To live communion rather than just to take communion. This juice and bread are symbols of the life that we should live as Christians. Filled with His essence, filled with His Spirit, filled with His love, filled to overflowing with the joy that comes from walking with Him every day. Not afraid, not worried, not struggling to get it right so that we won't go to the wrong place, but struggling to live right so that we will be the right place. The right place to go for people who want to know what it's like to have God in our lives. What it's like to have peace. What it's like to have joy. Do people come to us asking us what it's like to have what we have? Or do they wonder why we talk about peace and joy and love, but we don't seem to live that? I want to walk with Jesus. I want to walk with my Lord. I want to live with Him day to day. I believe that promise, but I'm not worried about where I'm going. I'm worried about what I'm doing. I want to live with Him today, not worry about Him tomorrow. Every day. Every moment, everything I do, everywhere I go. Starting to sound like a rock song there for a minute. I want to know that Christ is in my life all the time, not just to the end of time. That Christ walks with me every day, not just on the last day. That I can be, as our Communion liturgy says, that I can be that transformed example of His love. His hands in the field, His servant in the world, an example of His love. I have seen the Lord. Have you seen the Lord? Do we see Him every day? Do we hear Him every day? Do we walk with Him and talk with Him, as the song says? I believe we do. I believe we can. I hope you do. If not, I ask you to get down on your knees, to take in this body and blood of Christ so that it fills you up to overflowing, fills you up with joy, fills you up with peace, fills you up with His presence, His mind, His heart, His love. I have seen the Lord.